This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Wednesday, December 3rd. A Delco couple is in jail after allegedly shooting at deputies on Tuesday. Dale Malpas and Sally Hewitt reportedly fired five rounds from a 12-gauge shotgun at deputies who were trying to arrest Malpas for failure to appear. No one was injured. We have reached out to the sheriff's office for more information. State Attorney General Jeff Jackson visited Whitefield on Tuesday to get a firsthand view of the flooding problems along Molly's Branch. Jackson is part of a lawsuit against the federal government over cuts that froze millions in FEMA drainage funds that had been approved for the city. Jackson said that since the federal government had approved the funding, it should follow through with the projects. Representative Brandon Jones announced on Tuesday that Taber City will receive $500,000 for railroad improvements that will support industrial growth in the border town. The Southern Crescent Regional Commission is funded by the U.S. Farm Bill, and it made the grant to the city. It is designed to address economic development and challenges in a seven-state region. We have more about the railroad spur in a story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The second day of election filing brought several candidates in on Tuesday. Josh McPherson joined Ken Elliott and Bill Rogers in the contest for the Republican nomination for sheriff. Ronnie Strickland filed to run for the District 2 County School Board post. Chris Worley signed up for the District 4 post on the County School Board. Incumbent District 1 Commissioner Barbara Featherson is still the only Democrat candidate to file for local office. Incumbent County Commissioner Scott Floyd is currently unopposed for the Republican nod for the District 7 Commissioner seat. Incumbent Ricky Bullard is facing a challenge from Jeannie McPherson for the Republican nomination for Commissioner District 6. Brandon Jones and Bill Rabin are unopposed for the State House and State Senate seats they currently serve. Badly needed rain is hitting our area, but the timing is not the best. A steady rain event is forecast beginning Friday morning through Sunday. That could throw a curve at any weekend celebrations. We'll bring you updates on air and online and on social media as soon as we find out. Now, Thursday is the Taber City Christmas Parade at 6:15, followed by the community tree lighting. The ice skating rink opened today at 4 p.m. at the Garrel Depot. Now, because of the pending rain, it will be closed Friday and Saturday. Taber City's cooking crawl will still be on, though. That's from 3:30 until 6:30 Friday. Call 910-377-3012 for more information. And, of course, Taber City's Christmas Parade tomorrow night. We will be live streaming it on the ColumbusCountyNews.com Facebook page. Chadbridge Christmas Tree Lighting is at 7 p.m. Friday night. Breakfast with Santa is Saturday at 9 a.m. at the Depot, and the parade is at 2 p.m. Like Walkamaw's Christmas Tree Lighting is Friday from 5:30 until 6:30. The parade will be Saturday morning from 10 until 11. Hallsboro's Christmas celebration is Saturday at noon at the Methodist Church. Whiteville's Christmas Parade and Extravaganza is from 6 to 10 p.m. Saturday downtown. The parade will go down Madison from Webster Street and events will follow at the Depot. The Veterans Memorial Park Turkey Shoot is also every Friday and Saturday night at 6 p.m. at the park. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson.
Child Fun presents the Very Merry Christmas Tour, featuring Megan Woods, Building 429, and hosted by New Song. Join us at Northwood Church in Whiteville for a powerful night of Christmas worship, Saturday, December 6th. Doors open at 5:15, concert starts at 6 p.m.
Get your tickets now at Barefoot Brew, 119 West Broad Street in Elizabethtown. Candlewoods Farm Coffee and Bakery, 721 South Madison Street in Whiteville. MacArthur Supply, 117 East Railroad Avenue in Chadburn. And online at itickets.com. That's Saturday, December 6th at the church at Northwood, 2772 James B. White Highway North in Whiteville. Brought to you in part by Black's Tire, your trusted partner for oil changes and top quality tires.
Weaver.